Welcome to www.sparkleoffice.com.au. With the chaos of modern life, even the simplest tasks can feel quite daunting. The world in which we live moves at a pace that is faster and harder than ever, and for most of us, it's nearly impossible to catch up. Of a 24-hour day, work takes up 8 to 10 hours alone. After work come personal activities such as trips to the gym or book clubs. After these personal endeavors come household obligations such as laundry, grocery shopping and cooking. And on top of all of this, many of us have families, meaning we are constantly shuffling kids back and forth from various activities, checking homework and picking up toys. At the end of the day, we are absolutely exhausted, looking forward to the few hours of sleep for which we have time left over. One of the best and least obvious ways to save time is by hiring a cleaning company. Whether for your business, your workshop or your home, you'll be surprised at how much time and stress you can save. Not convinced hiring a cleaning company will make your life that much easier? Take a look at all the types of individuals who will benefit from doing so. One is sure to fit your description at least to some extent. Hiring a cleaning company is a great way for working moms to save time. Keeping up the house can be tiring and take long hours. Heavy-duty cleaning can cause stress injuries to the back and neck and can take a toll on already overworked muscles. Contracting a cleaning service gives working moms time to concentrate on other parts of life. When getting home from work, women may be able to spend more time with their families, playing, helping with homework and even cooking dinner together. This also frees up time for working moms to take on personal endeavors. Saturday mornings usually spent cleaning can be replaced by a yoga class or brunch with friends. For working mothers, the hiring of a cleaning company can be beneficial for the mind and body. Please visit our site www.sparkleoffice.com.au for more information on gym cleaning service.